Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's Queen Anne, Another One Bites the Dust. We're playing that because we're talking about a dusting, well, Dust Road trilogy. Well, no, it's a two books, actually. Nina Jones is in front of me. She can correct me. She's the author. So good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
So we're talking about Dust Road Days, An African Tale, which is one book,
yep.
And Dust Road Nights, An African Journey, which is a second book.
That's right.
Although
yes.
You were saying you were thinking about writing a third.
I did. But the first two books, the first one is actually now out. I'll hold it up to you here. Dust Road Days, An African Tale. And the second one should be coming out in about another 6 to 8 weeks. It's written, but we're just getting this book first launched and then getting on the next one. So hopefully, you know, people will read this one and then want to read the second one.
Fingers crossed. So what are they about?
Well, I was brought up in northern Nigeria. And Nigeria, you know, there's lots of stories about Africa. If you go up on the Amazon, you see all sorts of, but very, very few about Nigeria. And especially northern Nigeria. Whenever I say anything about Nigeria, it's normally Lagos. We lived in the north, just below the Sahara Desert, and my dad worked out there for all his working life, 25 years. So my brother and I, we went out there as babies, and that was our home. And when I was 8, I went to boarding school in England, and when I was 18, I left boarding school and had a gap year. Long before gap years were invented, I had a gap year. And I went out to Nigeria to a small bush town, and basically all sorts of things. I thought it was going to be really boring, but actually all sorts of things happened to me. And I was a great diary keeper, and so I wrote everything down. And of course, I was 18. I was a bit muddled. I had an eating disorder, which again there was no names for eating disorder, but I was a bit muddled. But I also was full of life. And I discovered all sorts of things in the African bush, and
these are in the books.
These are in the book, but it's not a memoir. It's a story happening at the moment. It's written as an 18-year-old who's just suddenly arrived in Africa with her whole year in front of her, and then the story just goes on from there, really.
So it is heavily autobiographical, but you've fictionalised
it. Pretty much everything in there is, I mean, I've given myself artistic license, but yeah, pretty much all the events that happened to me. And there's some pretty awful things that happened to me. The story actually begins quite sort of, it's almost like a jolly romp, the story, the way I write it. And everyone who's read it says that they almost like, if they take my book to bed with them, it's like taking me to bed with them. They can hear they can hear my voice, which is, you know, but gradually as the story develops and goes on, the story gets rather sort of darker and darker, and the second book, the whole writing style is actually quite different, because I meet a guy and I fall head over heels in love, and we go on a journey around Nigeria, and with the view of going on to the Cameroon, and then some awful things happen.
What was it like going back to the diaries? Because, you know, you're saying you're revisiting some dark stuff there.
Well, I've always sort of, I don't know, really. They're all tattered and torn, the diaries. So much water's under the bridge now that it was kind of, I've always dipped into the diaries, so it was nothing really. I suppose just writing the book, once I started writing, there were times where tears fell down my face, and there were times when I laughed. But I think the loveliest thing was just going back to Africa, because I went out there when I was a few months old, but I always considered myself a child of Africa, and my heart is somewhere buried under a baobab tree. So I sort of even feel quite emotional now, really, thinking about it. It was just lovely just going down the dust roads of Africa again. So to me, that was just the such a special thing, and I haven't, you know, it feels like I've revisited, because that part of the world is not that safe to go back to at the moment.
Quite challenging to write about, to try and capture the atmosphere and the colours and the smells, the landscape.
It is. But, you know, when it's there in your mind, it just came so easily to me. I mean, it was just, And my parents, writing about them as well, because they're both dead. My father was died in a horse riding accident 37 years ago, and to bring him back to life as well, and the smells, and it's just lovely. It's just lovely to go back there. So, you know, I'm really hoping that, but I also just say, because Nigeria sometimes gets quite bad press, and what I want is to show people that Nigeria is just an amazing country. And so again, that's part of it, you know, is describing Africa and just, you know, what a beautiful place it is.
And why did you write it now?
Well, I suppose it was just the right time, you know, in my work. I've always felt like writing, but I think it just felt like the right time to just start. It was one day I just happened to sit at the computer a few years ago, and I just wrote an opening line, and you know, and the opening part of the book is that I'm you know, on my way back to Africa, and I just thought, oh gosh, that's it, because I'd thought about it over the years and made a tentative start, but never knew where to start. And I thought, start with being on the plane going back to Africa. So that's what I did, and then it just went on from there. So, and of course, with hindsight, I mean, now I'm older and much wiser, I think I can write that book with a very balanced, you know, I'm writing it as an 18-year-old, but I think that what I'm doing is also balancing out and showing my parents how tough it was for them to have an 18-year-old who was a bit screwed up, you know, at the time.
So two books, Dust Road Days, An African Tale, Dust Road Nights, An African Journey, and possibly a third to make it a trilogy. That would kind of round it off nicely.
Yes. We just thought about doing Dust Road End, An Island Tale, of when I come back to England and what happens, because some dreadful things happened as well. I've had a up and down life.
It does sound like that, doesn't it?
Yes.
Why is that? Some people, just these things happen to them. Yes.
Well, yeah, you know, I suppose I've always been somebody that's wanted to throw myself into life 100%, and sometimes 100% has gone, oh my goodness me, but that'll be all in the story of the third one, I hope.
And you haven't, looking back at these days, have you any regrets?
Oh gosh, yeah, there's always regrets. Yeah, of course there's regrets, but I think the thing is that I went in 1974 when the second book that I wrote in 1974, I came back to my parents. Some awful things had happened on this journey with this guy, and I came back and I just felt I didn't know how to cope really with this broken love affair. So that's when I started writing the first book. So I never thought that some awful things that would happen to me 45 years ago would become a good story. So in a way, the regrets, yes, there are lots of regrets. Regrets because I've hurt a lot of people. I think my closest, nearest and dearest, with some of my wayward ways. But on the other hand, I feel like, you know, I've made my amends and I've got some good books out of it as well.
So. And maybe you need that distance to be able to write it.
Oh, gosh,
yes. Interesting,
yeah.
You started writing it.
Totally
and utterly.
Yeah.
So if people want to find out more about how to get hold of these books and a little bit about yourself, it's your website, isn't it? JaninaJones.com. So Janina is JaninaJones.com.
That's right.
Lovely. Yeah. And the two books, Dust Road Days, An African Tale, and Dust Road Nights, An African Journey. Well, good luck with them.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
And good luck with that third one that I've kind of forced you to write now. Because
No, I'll be delighted to.
Thanks. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.